got Carter here today, too. Okay. Yeah, I was just a little bitty guy, yeah. But we're... Mm-hmm.
See, everything that is younger than a year old.
Oh, you've got a cousin that's younger than a year old. Wow. But they get bigger. They get bigger, just like Jessica. She used to be younger than a year old, too, but she's getting bigger. And I was going to ask you how your school week went, and Jessica didn't have much of a school week. This was her first week at school ever, and she's looking forward to next week, I know. And you are too, Christopher.
This is my second week.
This is your second week, and did you have a good first week? Okay. Well, I don't have anything, I didn't really bring anything today, but except a comic out of the paper yesterday. And I don't know whether you noticed this. This is one of those comics which, you know, they say the comics aren't comic anymore. Well, I thought it was kind of funny. And what I, let's see now. Let me see if I can. Okay. Yeah. This, I don't know if you've been following BC, but BC has had this little man called Peter, and he's been on a raft trying to prove that the world was round. And he's spent a long time there. And he's been kind of funny because he's been out there, and all he's had is a crab and a bird named Albert Ross, an albatross, that have kind of accompanied him out there. And it's been a long, long trip. But now that he's back, and let me see this for a second, and I'm going to read for Jessica here. It says he's finally back, and he says, "Lord, my dream ends here. And a new life begins. Thank you for seeing us through and bringing us to this place." And all of a sudden, out of the sky comes this voice, and it says, "New place." And he looks up and he says, "Oh, Albert Ross, I thought you were the voice of God." And Albert Ross comes down. He says, "You're close, boy. He sent me to." And he hits the ground. He says, "Deliver a oops, ouch message." And Peter says, "Man, you do lousy landings." And Albert Ross says, "Hey, look who's talking. At least I finished the course." And Peter sits there and he says, "Oops, that's the message." Well, now this is one of those comics which has some funny moments, especially when Albert Ross comes in and lands on his head. But it's got a message as well, and Peter got it. And Yeah. There, poor old Albert Ross is there on his head. And what Albert Ross says, he says, "At least I finished the course." And Peter says, "Well, that's the message." And the message, the message is the course. Yeah, the message is that you stick with something. If you start out doing something and it's worth doing, then it's worth sticking with it until it's through. And you may not be very successful at the end of it, like Albert Ross when he landed on his head, but at least you finished the course. Now, I don't know if you've been listening very closely, but early in the service today, the preacher read some words from somebody named Paul. And Paul, he was a man who came along right at the end of Jesus' life. Didn't really get to see Jesus when he was preaching, but he did get to see Jesus, and he became a real strong believer, and he spent about 30 years preaching about Jesus. And toward the end of his life, he said something that sounded very much like this comic strip. Toward the end of his life, he was looking back, and he says, "I fought the good fight, I finished the course, I kept the faith." And that sounds a lot like what Albert Cross says, "At least I finished the course." Yeah. What Paul was saying, well, I stayed with it. Paul was writing from prison. He was in prison. It was kind of like Albert Cross. The ending wasn't like what he wanted it to be. But he says, "I stayed with it." And what he stayed with was Jesus throughout his whole life. And that's what you're going to be faced with. Now, you've got to have a lot of chances to... well, turn back and say, "I don't want to go ahead and I don't want to finish it." But the important thing is to finish it. And you're going to find that, Jessica. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit harder than you wanted it to be. And you're going to have to find that you got to finish that course to stick with it. And even as you get older and go to as you get older and you go, you find a lot of challenges, you're going to have to stick with it. And one of the things you want to stick with your whole life is Jesus. Okay? I want you to remember that. Thank you for coming. And you can take that if you want.